Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Shabbos. We know that there is a prohibition of cooking on Shabbos, heating something up from a flame. The question is, does this apply to the extended things related to it? For example, can I use a pot that was heated up? Imagine I was cooking pasta on a flame, and then all of a sudden, right when Shabbos started, I now want to turn off the pot. Okay, but I still have a pot of boiling water, so can I go ahead and put some extra pasta in there? Maybe that's not the best example, but for our purposes, right, I want to put some pasta into this pot, add it. Would that be permissible? That's one potential question. Another potential question is, can I cook things from the heat of the sun? Right, we know that I can't use a fire, but what about the sun itself? So says the Mishnah as follows. Ein nosnin beitza betzada mecham b'shvila shetes galgel. We can't put an egg next to a hot kettle on Shabbos so that the egg should begin to roll. Namely, that we know when an egg goes from a state of being uncooked to cooked, it becomes much more well-rounded, literally. So it's easier for it to roll. So you can't put the egg next to this kettle that's hot on Shabbos so that it gets heated up or cooked a little bit and then it begins to roll. Below Yafki ena besudarin, and you can't break an egg open and essentially to fry the egg. You can't do that on top of a bunch of scarves that were heated up by the sun, so that would be prohibited because cooking with heat where the source is the sun, even though it is technically permissible on a Torah standpoint, the rabbis didn't want you to do it because it looks too much like the real thing, and then they were concerned that you would actually do the real thing. So therefore, they say even that you cannot do. The Rabbi Yossi Matir, but Rabbi Yossi says that to cook an egg on scarves that were heated up by the sun, that is permissible because the rabbis didn't prohibit any sort of a cooking with something that was heated up by the sun and not by a proper fire. Velo yet minena b'chol uva avak derachim. But you can't bury an egg in the sands or in the dust of the roads that became hot in the sun. You can't bury an egg into there. Bishvil shetitzala so that it will start roasting. And Rabbi Yossi agrees that this is also the case, that it would be prohibited, because if what did this, then you think maybe I could put some ashes around an egg to cook it as well, which obviously is not allowed, and so therefore this is forbidden. Then it says the Mishnah Dalid, Ma'aseh she'asu anshei Tveria v'heviu silon shel tzonin l'toch ama shel chamen. So a story. One time it happened that the people in the city of Tiberias, they took a pipe that was for cold water, and they placed this pipe into a canal of a hot spring, like a hot water spring before Shabbos, so that the cold water that goes into the pipe would then be heated by the surrounding hot spring water on Shabbos. So Amru lehem chachamim, the chachamim said to them, so what what you did is going to be totally forbidden. It's not allowed, because what you're doing is it's like wrapping food in a hot thing that increases the food's heat, which is prohibited. So therefore, ima Shabbos, if the water was heated or kept hot on Shabbos, kechamen shehu chamo b'Shabbos. So it's treated like water that was heated over a fire on Shabbos, which is obviously not allowed. Asur b'rechitzu v'shtia, you can't eat it and you can't drink it. You can't drink it and you cannot bathe in it. B'yom tov kechamen shehu chamo b'yom tov. And if the water was heated up or kept hot on Yontif, so it's treated like water that was heated over a fire on Yontif, which means asurin berachitzu mutarin b'shtia. While it is prohibited to wash with it, it is permissible to take to drink it, because Yontif, you are allowed to heat up the water for the purpose of drinking it, just not for bathing. And then finally, mulyar hagaruf. If you have a mulyar is a type of kli. It's a type of vessel that you would heat water up in. That basically you have like this large bowl in the middle, and surrounding it is like this other bigger bowl that has a little room to put coals in it. So if you had this mulyar and it was you were heating up water in it, whatever, but then you emptied out the coals before Shabbos. So shosin heimenu b'Shabbos, you can drink hot water that was left in it to keep it hot on Shabbos, because once the coals were removed, the muliar is not hot enough to add the heat to the water, so therefore it's totally fine. And then on tivi, when it comes to on tichi, when it comes to an antichi is some sort of a receptacle that is made of copper, that has like a double bottom where you like kind of put coals in the middle of the bottom, so it gets trapped there, the heat. So aval pishe grufa, so even though you empty the coals out before Shabbos, ein shosin mimena, you can't drink the hot water that was kept in it on Shabbos, because the heat is trapped between the two bottoms there, and it won't escape at all, even when the coals are removed. And the antichi vessel is going to still stay very hot. So believing the water inside of it is going to be similar to having hot food that was wrapped in an insulated material that would add heat. And therefore, that's going to be forbidden on Shabbos, and the water cannot be used as a result. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Daled. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.